And now this is a dictation for James Geiger, G-A-G-E-R, January 2654. Address as a letter, Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-M, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, a follow-up for Mr. Geiger. With abnormal kidney function, last visit in June. Plans for right-sided total knee replacement at Grand Rapids this coming November. Overall, he's feeling well. Mobility restricted by the knee problem, but also his body size, almost 300 pounds. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, no syncope. Denies orthopnea, PND. Stable dyspnea. No purulent arterial hemoptysis. Medication list review. I will highlight the HCTC metoprolol, cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior lisinopril aldactone discontinued. Present weight 298, previously 292, blood pressure 142/70. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion. Heart appears irregular, although rate is less than 90, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tendon isomassis. Today, no major edema, no focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry from July, creatinine 1.47, which is baseline for a GFR of 51 at stage 3 with a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21 with a normal nutrition, calcium in the low side, normal phosphorus, anemia 12.7, normal white blood cell differential, low platelet 140. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, cells, or bacteria. He is known to have atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, with a prior three-vessel coronary artery bypass, preserved ejection fraction, and apparently also surgical ligation of the left atrial appendage. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, presently stable, no evidence of active progression, not symptomatic in terms of uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Pallium appears to be stable. Prior exposure to naproxen that was discontinued. Underlying hypertension, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Underlying ischemic cardiomyopathy with prior surgeries as indicated above. He is on rate control, no anticoagulation. Upcoming knee surgery, from the renal standpoint, there is no contraindication. Continue to monitor anemia, potential EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or phosphorus binders. Mild metabolic acidosis does not require treatment. Mild low platelet count, monitor over time, no active bleeding, come back in 6 months,